We're short staffed today. Bridget Broussard, how are you?
I'm very well. Yourself, Fran?
I'm not bad. Thank you very much for asking. And on the panel today.
Oh, yeah, Peter, I am too.
Peter Spider Everett.
Yeah, look, with no Benny Dickwood.
Yeah, but don't press that big red button. Oh. That launches a new Tesla up into space.
Nah, who cares? Put us to there. I heard you guys talking about Greg Norman this morning.
Wow.
What was the story?
Well, it was actually Spider Flan that pointed this out to me, and they kept on showing his.
No, hang
you
on.
You did so.
Don't talk like that when you're about to bring this up.
That was frightening and a bit sexy at the same time.
Bridge, can you explain?
Do you run that routine at home?
Can you explain the photo? Because Greg Norman, he's in Joseph Goodnick, he's in Very Goodnick, but that's what didn't really catch the attention of everyone.
You kept on pointing it out when it was on the television screen this morning, and I'm going, yeah, his physique's great. Yeah, he's had a banging bod for a long time. However, let's just say that in his post on Instagram, he's walking along the beach with his beautiful dog, and it says, a man and his dog on a Sunday. Very poignant, beautiful.
He's got a body like the statue of David and a head like a robber's dog.
Oh, I'd still go there. Well, anyway, so he is shirtless, but he does have pants on. However, let's just say that the angle of the dangle is...
It looks like he's packed down Ernie from Ernie and Bert.
I mean, it's not inches. We're talking furlongs. I don't know.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah.
Is this why they call him the Great White Shark?
Oh, I tell you what.
It
he is.
Is
he's big. You throw him back in the water.
Is that
he's
right?
Too big. So
bigger than minimum size.
So
good luck to
I love the comments.
Though. Oh, the comments are great.
So because he says a man and a dog on a Sunday, Pepperoni Johnson says, "Damn, Greg, save it for the OnlyFans, you absolute unit."
But Pepperoni Johnson is a euphemism for penis.
Well, exactly right. Then we've got Pepper Le Pew says, "Careful, your dog thinks you're hiding a stick." We've also got here shark, dog and a python. The funniest one that I love is, no, it's a man and his dong on a Sunday. Check it out for yourself. It is worth a look.
Please have a look at that. He's one of the greats, Greg Norman.
Yes,
now now we know why.
Well, I wouldn't want to be bitten by that great one.
He's got the flagpole up.
We've got something special for you today. We've got an all-in on vaccines and how you're going to have to take a vaccine, get the injection before you can hop on a Qantas flight in the future. Got some thoughts for you on that. Russell Crowe leaves a voicemail for Cameron Smith in the light of Cameron Smith's new book that's causing all this controversy. Russell Crowe will leave a voicemail for Cameron Smith asking him to come to Souths to fix the ending of the book. And Spider Spray, you want to introduce the spray?
I want to give a spray today about... Just, look, I don't go to a supermarket often, but what I saw yesterday in a supermarket absolutely peeved me off.
Oh, all of a sudden you're an expert. It's amazing, Spider.
Well, I've been there once, so I've got an opinion.
Up and Spider.
I'm having a crack at people in shopping centres. Now, for those who don't, experience the supermarket too often, you'd be pretty upset, me. Because yesterday I wanted to go into the supermarket. Well, I did go into the supermarket, and you know what I love? You can get in there, get your stuff and get out.
Yes.
And that's why they have these self-checkout lanes. You know, years ago, they used to have the express lanes. It went from 12 items to 15 items.
Yes.
You put them in your bucket and or your basket, and that you're going to get out pretty quickly.
You shopped with a bucket in the early days, did you?
And you know what? And these self-checkout lanes now where you can go and take your own stuff and check out yourself. We see them in supermarkets, a Bunnings, a Big W and Kmart. Yeah. Well, I think they have them there. I've never actually been in one of them. I do want to say to those people, those selfish, inconsiderate people that go into these self-checkout lanes with a trolley full of goods, it's not for you.
They're allowed to.
They're not.
There's no limit.
It is. They take up all the room. There's not enough space. They've got a trolley. They're taking their time. That self-checkout lane is for quick in and out access. If you want to take a full trolley of whatever you have got, go down a manned or a checkout where there's somebody there that you can take all the time. You can talk your little bit of whatever you want to talk about, but
you don't really get it there.
No, don't take up the room in a self-checkout
check
lane.
Check yourself.
Don't check yourself into somewhere else because you get two trolleys in that area and she is jam-packed. I can't get through. So, next time, I'm going to the supermarket.
Hilarious. That's hilarious.
You make sure right. that trolley yeah. goes through a checkout and not through a self-checkout.
Yeah, get out of the road of the bloke with the bucket on his head.
Exactly right.
So they're talking about making sure you have a vaccine, an injection, before you can fly with Qantas in the future.
Lots of companies are developing lots of COVID-19 vaccines. A lot of 90% effective. They're getting tested now. And Qantas plans to make vaccination against COVID-19 compulsory for any passengers if you want to go overseas. This is for next year for international flying. Now, Alan Joyce, the CEO of Qantas, he said, this is we changed to the terms and conditions. We'll see what will happen to domestically, we might have to okay. next year domestically. But when it comes to international travel, if you want to get on Qantas, you need to be vaccinated. Now, look, I think when you go overseas anyway, you know, if you go to certain countries, you've got to get to all the vaccines for yellow fever, typhoid, cholera because of certain countries. Mm. I mean, I know this
Bridge.
Is...
Mate, yeah. When I was little, there was, I don't know what it was, but they used to make this dirty big like belly button in your arm
yep.
where you got about a million vaccinations.
Rubella.
It's what you just go get.
Yep, mm. and the TB one as well. And I know this is weird, but I will say it. With dogs, when you put them into kennels
yep.
or even at camping grounds, you've got to show your vaccination papers
of course you do.
For them so they don't give other dogs
Bridget,
other things.
We had to do that to go across on the ferry to Tasmania. They wouldn't let us put our dog in the cage down
See?
In the thing without having all the papers.
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly right. So we're going to be like dogs. We're all going to have papers if you want to travel internationally.
Actually, we had to yeah. give him sleeping tablets as well. They insisted on that too.
Jeez, that'd be good.
You got to dose them all.
You probably got more chance of getting crook from the airplane food than you well. Have of anything else, let's be honest. But I see
it's
it.
It's Neil Perry now.
But I see you can't yeah. sit there and say, well, you know, for Qantas they can, but, you know, to get a vaccination, realistically, they're saying, yeah, it's 90%, but it's not all effective yet. You don't know who it's going to affect, who it's not going to affect, how effective it's going to be. It could be 5 years. They've been trying for a flu vaccination for 20 years.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
how
yeah.
they sit there and go, okay, we're not going to open up international travel. And they're even saying domestically now around Australia that they could use it for... It's just unrealistic when you think about it. Okay, in short term, yeah, it sounds like a good idea, mm. but... realistically, when are you going to have 300 billion, you know, vaccines available? Because you don't know who wants to come to Australia, when they want to come to Australia,
yeah.
or when we want to go home. So, when some people want to go home, where do you draw the line? I think it's very unrealistic.
Do you reckon that the theory might be that we've had such a great success with COVID that we could become one of the really hot destinations around the world to other countries who, you know, they've gone all right and they want to get out and have a bit of travel, and they're thinking, well, if I go to Australia, I'll be fine. And Qantas is trying to set it up that they can trade but not bring sick people here.
And also money. I mean, you got to think
of course,
you know, for that. And also so that they can't sue to say, well, I got COVID on a plane.
Yeah. What happens if you're allergic to it? Can
sure
you never travel?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Well, they could
it,
give you a pass maybe to say you're allergic to it.
Mm.
You know?
Janie Mermaid Waters, what do you reckon?
Hi, guys. First of all, Flan, it's a smallpox that you were talking about, the crater in your arm.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Yeah, other countries won't let you in if you haven't been vaccinated for certain things. Like in South Africa, you've got to have a yellow fever vaccination. So if you want to travel, you have to have a vaccination, pure and simple. I'll have one tomorrow if they brought it out.
Rightio. There we go. One for it. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you.
G'day, Danny. What do you reckon? Should it be vaccinated? Should you have to have a vaccination to come to Australia?
I think definitely, yes. And I think the world won't go back to normal unless, whether we like it or not, we can jump up and down as much as we want. I think international travel and the world won't go back to normal until everyone's vaccinated. That's what I think is going to happen.
Right, yep.
All right, thank you so much.
I think the Qantas CEO just wants to stunt everyone else's growth.
You're at Kelly in Palm Beach. Hello, Kelly. Should we get vaccinated to travel overseas?
I don't think so. We just don't know much about it at the moment. Like, what are the side effects going to be?
Mm. Yeah,
and,
well, look...
And no offence, if it's coming out of China, I'm not taking any jabs.
No, you know what? Absolutely. I don't want a neck ankle. I don't. Ankles are weird.
Okay.
And in Hollywell, would you get a vaccine to travel overseas?
Depends what's in it. I'm allergic to eggs. I can't have the flu vaccine. So if it's got egg in it, I can't have it.
Oh, how what do you do on a Sunday morning?
Yeah. Well, you don't vaccinate, very, that's for sure.
No, it's very limited because you can't. Everything's got egg in it.
Oh. It's the protein, they need protein in it.
And it's my mother. She has dementia. I can't put her in a nursing home because I can't visit her.
Oh,
because
no.
You have to have had the flu vaccine to go.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, right. Oh, so that's really sad.
It is. I can't get a doctor's certificate to say I'm allergic to eggs. I can't go into a nursing home.
Good on you for looking after your mum, Anne. Yeah. Ironically, that makes you a good egg. I think you're allergic to yourself. Macca from Oxenford, would you take a jab from the vaccine to get on a plane, mate?
Yeah, definitely, mate. I think it's compulsory and everyone should be doing it. The sooner we can get travelling, the better.
You don't think we're in a giant screaming rush to get a vaccine together and it could have shocking side effects?
Not really. How's Spider going to go back at Christmas? Is he standing down for 2 weeks both sides?
I understand.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not really that concerned about it.
You're not?
About not travelling to the in-laws? No.
Yeah, just having a flick through Cameron Smith, the rugby league player, not the golfer. Cameron Smith's autobiography is called The Autobiography of a Legend. So a little less than humble.
Oh, okay.
It's called The Storm Within.
Oh, very poignant.
How many pages are there? Way too long for me.
Good question. 373.
Yep, 372 long.
Hang on, there's a few photos in there, though.
Yeah, there is. There's a few. There's a fair few photos. It's a good read, I've got to say, and there's a bit of controversy over it. They're saying he's announced that he received some deferred payments from Melbourne during the salary cap stuff, and they're trying to make up their mind what that means. And
really? No. Don't tell me you've got a boat as well.
There you go. Really? Yeah, I store that in my other bigger boat. Yeah. I just think this is an interesting moment, and we haven't heard about what he's going to do. Spider, you reckon he's coming to the Titans?
I've told you. How many times?
I have heard that he's bought a house in Bunnogan, so not far from me, which is not very far from Robina Stadium, which means that's where the Titans play, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I've got my hands on a bit of a voicemail between an owner of a rugby league team, Russell Crowe is his name.
Okay.
Have a little listen to this.
G'day, Cameron Smith here.
You beauty!
Cam, it's Russell. I think we've established which Russell. Mate, I just read your book. Wow. Fantastic stuff. But I hate the ending. So, here's the thing. Maybe we could fix that ending. You know, like, I do know what I'm talking about with, you know, stories, you know. 3 times nominated for an Academy Award in a row. 3 years. Whatever. I'm just saying, if you came to Souths, maybe, and played another year, we could fix that ending, yeah? Mate, you want to... Look, mate, I don't think you've even tapped into how good you could be. The way you train, you know, your professionalism. Wayne Bennett at Souths, our coach, you know. Wayne's like the Yoda of rugby league. I mean, I'll tell you this for nothing, mate. You've got to keep it to yourself, but... Wayne is 700 years old. I think maybe a vampire like Paul Keating and Pete Evans. I'm telling you, you could play well into your 70s, Cam. Picture this, man. I'd like you to be so old and still playing for South Sydney that one day when you get tackled and running out of dummy half, you just disappear in a puff of dust. You know, like somebody just ran the mower over an old white dog turd. Poof! And with that, he was gone. So, mate, as I said, I'd love you to come to our joint. You know, under Wayne, I'd love to see you still playing in your 70s, mobility scooting out of dummy half, you know, showing the rookies how to walking stick to a game plan. Yeah, look, it's a great club, mate, you know, and we all live in one house together, and on bin night we all get dressed up in the same costume and do a flash mob as we take the wheelie bin out. Probably sounds a bit odd, but, yeah, it is a bit odd. Okay, see ya.
That's it for the podcast. There's loads of other episodes to check out here on the app or at triplem.com.au. And we're back with our radio show tomorrow morning from 5 on 92.5 Triple M.